past the bulletin, out on the go to the upcoming meetings and bulletins. And actually in the bulletin, we have a refrigerator calendar. Just put this calendar on your refrigerator. This is all the events that's coming up in October here at Lincoln Valley Baptist Church. It's good to look out and see all the faces here. It's a pleasure for us to have you here today. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have some singing, and we're going to have a good service, and we're going to have some good food. And I just want to take this a second and before we get started with the bulletin, I'll just thank all the ones that prepared all the food and helped get everything ready for y'all. And I'm not going to list names and stuff like that, but y'all know who you are, who are all the ones that pitched in. Big effort by everybody here, and just thank you so much for all the work that you've done.
Love the Lord, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's so good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Just want to look around a little bit and see all of our family. It is so good to have you with us this morning. Some of us from California that are with us this morning. And we're so thankful for each and every one of you to be here today. I tell you, one of the biggest rewards is fellowship, and then Also, being able to enjoy our worship that's fixing to come up here in just a few moments. And I thank God we're going to have more worship than we do preaching today, amen. It's a special occasion. And I told him, I said, y'all just sing right on up and let the Lord have his way. And Lord, I love to be in a time crunch, especially when it's God's time anyway. And I thank God I'm going to let loose and just after they get done singing and preach just a short message. It won't take me long to get it across. I thank the Lord really laid it on my heart all week. Right now, this is our 36th homecoming. It is just a wonderful occasion. From all of the men, this is a great reflection today of all of the hard work from the years past, the dedication from a family. Brother Madison, Brother Earl, I say Brother Madison sometimes, but I want to give the utmost respect to him because when I came here, oh, I guess 6.5 years ago, he took me around and introduced me to every one of this church family. What a wonderful family that it is here. It's a great honor to be a part of People's Valley Baptist Church, Brother Hound, Brother Bob, and I tell you, it's just a blessing every time that we get to come across the threshold here at People's Valley Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us today and you're a part of our church family, you go somewhere else, I want to give you just a firsthand welcome here to just make yourself at home. And the best cooking that I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just give you the anticipation, the best cooking in this whole county is from these special folks right here in this church. So we're in store for a wonderful day. But I tell you, right now, the greatest time that we can have together is when we're able to worship our Lord. And through some special guests that we have with us today, Jack and Renee Swafford, I want you to make them welcome here this morning. Put your hands together for them as they come up and begin to pray. It's been a while since they've been with us, amen. They've been with us before. And Renee, I know her family way, way back from many, many years. Matter of fact, I look around this room, I know her probably longer than I know my wife. And then I know that probably anyone here right now at this particular time. And her family, her father was a preacher, and they're going to bless you all.
I'd like to say thanks for the welcome. We're not members of this church, but anytime a child of God goes amongst other believers, it's a homecoming.
Amen. Yes.
Y'all just pray for us.
That's good.
When I look
so much to thank and for,
and I've got so much.
Doing really well. And my older brother plays another rhythm guitar for us. His wife is ill today. So we're back to the original
Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen.
Someday the Lord will be seen from His home on high. He will appear with His angel band in the twinkling of Jesus.
made of gold. A glorious stream, the Lord is leading me. All is new, there's nothing old. We just stopped before my mansion. My name's inscribed above the door. Just a name was completed. Now I'll live here forevermore.
Amen.
And when I crossed that river, it was worth it all to me. All the beauty of heaven before my eyes I could see. There's been Jesus and there's one man laid in waiting for me. When I crossed that river, it was worth it all to me. There's been Jesus and there's one man laid in waiting for me. When I crossed that river, it was worth it all to me.
I'm going to sing what I call my daddy's song. As you announced, my dad was a Baptist minister, and I'm a real blessing to my life and the life of my family. This is a song Jackie wrote back in 1985, and when he wrote it, I said, get in the car, let's go over to Mom and Dad's. Daddy's got to hear this song. And we weren't even in church then, but God was using him to try to get him turned back on the right path.
Amen.
My dad got happy in the Lord and preached all over the house, scared him to death. That was the starting point of God working. Just keep praying for your family and children, because I tell you, when they've gone home, those prayers are still being answered.
Yeah, good.
But this is called The Promise. I hope you get a blessing.
We may never meet again on this side of the river. This life has no guarantee. But someday on the other side, I know we'll walk together. That's the promise Jesus made to you and me. I'll meet you on the other side, singing glory, hallelujah, when my life on this old world is through. I'll meet you on the other side, and walk the streets of gold forever. That's the promise Jesus made to you and me. Actually, I heard this version on a Marty Raven series when he did. that is First Gospel CD, so that's kind of how the style of it. It's a beautiful song, no matter how it's done, anyway. It means a lot to me. It's been, we've sung it at a lot of funerals for special loved ones. It has a special place in my heart.
I'm kind of homesick for a country where I never been before. Don't say goodbyes, we'll never be forgotten. Time won't
get up in the morning, you go milk the cows, you get
get out his own team of mules, go to the field to plow. He took us to church on Sunday, taught us how to pray. I remember the things he used to say.
He said, young uns, don't forget where you came from. And don't forget how God can get you here. Be proud you've raised in the country. Stand up for the old red, white, and blue.
Amen. Amen.
It won't hurt. It'll hurt.
Saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. You may be seated. Let's pray this morning. Father, I thank you for, Lord, the wonderful blessings here at People's Valley Baptist Church. And Lord, here is a wonderful occasion of fellowship and laughter, worship. Lord, as we come together in a few moments to eat the good cooking, and Lord, just to laugh and enjoy the fellowship of all of our brothers and sisters. Lord, now as we eat our spiritual meal, I pray, God, Lord, that we would look back into the lives of not only our own personal selves, but also the lives of our children and, Lord, of our grandparents and, Father, if there's any unconfessed sin that's in our life, that, Lord, in our family heritage, Lord, I pray, God, that we'll not go down the path that was wrong with our families that they took. But, God, we ask, Lord, that you'll redirect us and learn from those mistakes of the past that we've made within our families. And, God, that we'll let our generations to come, Lord, to go down that high road, Father, that leads to Calvary. This morning, Father, I thank you for the wonderful song that the Swafford's had lifted up and praised your mighty name this morning. Now, Father, I pray that you'll just get us out of the way, hide us behind the cross of Calvary, and, Lord, use us, Lord, for your honor and glory this morning. Father, Lord, because, Lord, you are the one, Father, that's always been there. Lord, but we have abandoned you, but you momentarily have to forsake us because of what is in our lives. And unconfessed sin. And I pray as a nation, and I pray as a church, that, Lord, that we'll never take it for granted, the blessings of God that you've given us. If you're our families, yes, and Lord, our children, God, we'll never take it for granted. As Americans, we'll never take it for granted, the blessings of God that you bestow upon us as a nation today, Father. Lord, as an economy, Lord, that is weakened, and Father, Lord, we're uncertain about the coming days of leadership. Lord, it doesn't matter to me whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, but God, I pray your will, Father, Lord. For God, we don't know the uncertainty of our leadership in this nation. Lord, there's so many things that have changed, and Lord, we don't know what the outcome is, but God, we trust in you this morning. Father, that you'll work everything out, and God, that you'll just bless us with your wonderful blessings from Calvary again this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, I thank God as we looked this morning. I read this scripture and I went automatically to the New Testament because what I read to you was basically saying God is going to forsake us momentarily, if I would call it anything, forsaken momentarily. And I got to thinking, you know, hang on now. I've read in the New Testament, it's Hebrews 13:5, where he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
You know, he said that. He said he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. But I think God here is talking about a time right after Isaiah 53. And instead of us, it starts out, and it starts out with sin. Because it's talking to of the nation of Israel as being barren. And I look at our nation today in a sense of a barren, because today our biblical moral values have altered the course of what our forefathers had intended for us to go. Amen. They're different today. We've got all of the radicals, and we've got the same sexes and all of that that is happening today. I like the old country preacher. I quote him a lot. Van Tassner out of North Carolina, I quote him this morning saying, he said, if God dealt with people today as he did in the days of Ananias and Sapphira, every church in the country would need a morgue in the basement. Amen. I think he would strike them down. He'd take care of them today. Amen. I'll tell you. And I tell you, Proverbs 9:10 tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen.
Right.
And the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
Yes.
Every one of us today, we're here in stressful times because we're at an election time. We're uncertainty of the leadership, which way it's going to go. You know why? Because we can't say for sure today how people are going to vote. We might used to say, well, bless God, because of the morals and of this nation, this is how the outcome is going to go. But you're just like me. You don't even know. You don't know what's going to happen. Amen. You got to give it to the Lord about this. The instability of the American world economy today. You know what gets people's attention? Man, you get into the gas prices like they do today. Then it gets into the grocery prices today. Boy, you got my attention. attention. Does it got your attention this morning, church? I'm going to tell you, a rapid pace of the American family and the way it is today, the fear of the future that is happening today. Every one of us, I thank God I'm reminded about a story where a woman, she woke up in the middle of the night, and she found her husband wasn't there in bed. And man, she put her robe on, she went downstairs, and she was sitting there. As she came down, she saw her husband sitting at the kitchen table with a cup of coffee in his hand. And he appeared to be in a deep thought as he was sitting there, just staring at the wall. And she saw him wipe some tears away from his eye. And he sipped his coffee for a minute. And he said, "Dear," he said, "honey, what's the matter?" He says, "Well, you know, you remember that night when we were only 16? And, you know, your daddy taught us and we was making out in the back of the car, just kissing. And he stuck that shotgun up in my face and said, 'You're going to marry her or you're going to prison for 20 years. And she said, yeah, I remember that. Well, you know, as he wiped another tear down his cheek, he said, "Well, you know, I would have gotten out today." You know, that's exactly how I live talking about this 54th chapter, amen. Because he's talking here about some things that are happening. He starts out and he said, "Let's pray for it with some singing and rejoicing. And let's let it explode. And let's just give an exuberance of all the wonderful happiness in God," amen. But thank God, as we begin to look at this, we see a story of the verses I read to you. And this entire chapter deals with, first of all, a barren woman rejoicing over her growing family. A lonely wife that is comforted by her loving husband. And it sums out the whole chapter with a poor city that's beautified with a costly jewels, amen. Now, thank God, as I begin to look at this, I look at our church, amen. And I thank God, here the Lord is encouraging the children of Israel in their time of barrenness. Just like you've ever been around a family that just couldn't have a kid, just like my wife watches that reality show, John and Kate plus 8, amen. Where they couldn't have kids, but they got to messing around, and next thing you know, she had 6 kids at one time. Boy, her belly was so big. I tell you, the nation of Israel was barren, amen. They were barren. And the first thing that the Lord tells them, he says, "Well, break forth into singing." I thank God the best thing when sometimes that we get in a time like this, sometimes we get in a dry spell in the church and ain't nobody being saved. Boy, it seems like everybody's being operated on. The next thing you know, somebody's got cancer. The next thing, why, man, you say, "What do we got to do?" Man, we might be going through a barrenness, but man, we just need to break out and sing, amen. We need to break forth and begin to praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, I tell you, we need to let everybody know, and everybody in the country, that God is still blessing us, no matter what. Amen. I thank God that, you know, back in those days, when they wanted to enlarge the house, they didn't have to knock a wall out. They just put a section in the tent. Man, I tell you, they just added another section in the tent, put up another couple of tent stakes in the ground, another pole, man, and they've enlarged their capacity, amen. Well, I thank God, here is a beautiful picture in Isaiah of a faithful husband, which is Almighty God. I thank God that here, he's saying, "I'm forgiving the unfaithful wife," which is the nation of Israel. And he said, "I want to restore you to a place of blessing. I want to bless you till your blessings been blessed almighty," amen. Well, I thank God, here is one of the stories that Isaiah is telling in Isaiah 54. Israel was married to the Lord at Mount Sinai, and she turned to other gods, and all of a sudden, temporarily, he had to abandon her. Momentarily forsaken, amen, the anger of God got stirred up. You imagine? Every one of us today, what we're seeing here is one of the things where that God is wanting to bring us back to the closeness of the relationship, to establish a closeness back in their life, amen. I thank God, that's exactly what he was saying in verse 6. He said, "For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God." Boy, can you imagine? Here we begin to look and see all the things. Here God says that when there's sin that comes into your life, all of a sudden, there's a lot of things that begin to take place. All of a sudden, that sin begins to cry out loud all the way to heaven's doors, amen. And the only way that you can still the cry and hushed it up is by the bleeding of the blood of Jesus Christ. And sometimes a lot of us across this nation, we've got a momentary forsakenness that has happened between our relationship with our Heavenly Father. It can go all the way down from the nation of America to our church here, to each individual family at People's Valley Baptist Church, amen. Our nation today, we've been momentarily forsaken. Because some of the things that has happened in America ain't pleasing to God today. In our church houses, sometimes we come in, we can get to praising God, but we get to thinking, man, you know, man, look at the Spirit of God that we felt here since we come in here this morning. Sometimes we can come to God's house and take it for granted the blessings that God has given us. Sometimes we can take it for granted. Man, we don't want to get in no line. We're an American, amen. We don't have to get in no gas line. We don't have to have high prices today. Boy, I tell you, but momentarily, God says, I've got angry with you because you've got sin and it's unconfessed in your life. I think God here, that's exactly, He said, the only way that you can steal that sin, the only way that you can hush it up is by pleading that blood of Jesus and getting down and begin to get on your knees and confess that sin, amen. Well, I thank God, I believe that is one of the greatest things that Isaiah is saying that's lacking in America today. We keep on and on doing some things and we momentarily, God's forsaken us in this land today. Because there's a lot of things that are unconfessed that need to be said, amen. And I think God, that's exactly what He's telling us and warning us about here in this, amen. God wants to establish a closer walk with every one of us, amen. And the only way that He can do that is if there's sin that's in our life, is we've got to confess that. But He says, I've got a moment till He turn my back on you. Just like He did at Calvary when God had to turn His back on His Son. Amen. Boy, He had to die and take all of our sins for the nation of the world today. Where would we be without Him going to Calvary for us? But He willfully, He says, I'm going to let Him die. I'm going to turn my back. I'm going to momentarily forsake Him on that cross. Amen. That's what happened, amen. I'm going to tell you something. I don't want it momentarily, much momentarily longer than it has to be, amen. I thank God that if there's any sin in our lives today, we need to get down on in this altar, amen. Get down in our closets, in our prayer closets, and man, begin to say, Lord, I want a closer walk with You. I want to be able to really have a relationship with You. How much do You love Him this morning, church? You know, that's exactly what He does when things happen the way they've been happening. With a nation that we're uncertain with the gas prices, amen. God says, listen, I want you to know, do you really love Me, church? Do you really love Me like I loved you when I let My Son go to Calvary and hang on the cross for all of our sins today? Boy, I tell you, there's a closeness that God wants to establish with us, amen. I tell you, that's exactly what He's trying to figure out today, amen. He's trying to figure it out in the nation of America. He's trying to figure it out in People's Valley Baptist Church. How much do you love Him, church? I'll tell you, I thank God. God said, I'm going to hide My face from you for a little while. And when you start getting in trouble, you better realize where your bread is buttered, amen. You better realize where your strength is coming from, praise God. He says, listen, God is ready to show all of us something that we've never seen before, amen. God is ready to give us something that we've never experienced before, thank God. But momentarily, God said, I'm going to hide My face from you. People's Valley Baptist, I'm going to hide the blessings from you. Listen, but when you get all of that unconfessed, when you begin to realize that you've got to quit taking My blessings for granted. Boy, when you come to My house, man, look at here. You feel the Spirit of God here? What a blessing it is to be in a house of God that the Spirit of God can be felt. Amen. I thank God, preach the good news of the gospel brought forth, thank God. He said there's a closeness that God wants to establish, but He said there's a confession that God wants to affect in our lives today, amen. He says for a small moment, amen. That's exactly what He's talking about. And He's telling us here that it's only for a small moment that He wants to do this, amen. Every one of us today, I thank God He's trying to tell us. He said no matter what your past, because the past cannot be altered, but it is a comfort to know that we can be forgiven and the soul can be made white and clean. I don't care what you've done. I thank God for this old brother. He was an old fellow way back. A lot of you may know him. His name was James Albert. He was a drunk around this part of the country. Man, his father was a preacher. Man, all of a sudden he was drunk every night. He was staggering around one night, a car hit him. They didn't even know the hit him. Knocked him on in the ditch. He was groaning, James Albert was. He was groaning, these two men come by. True story, I'm telling you, okay? I tell you, many of you may not know it. He's dead now and with the Lord. But I thank God, listen, as he was groaning in that ditch, met these two men, God sent them by to get him up out of that ditch. They heard him, and they brought him up. Man, all of a sudden, he realized that God had momentarily forsaken him. But he said, listen, you ain't got to hit me again, God. I'm going to clean this act up. I thank God he began to get sober from that moment on. He began to live a Christian life. Amen. I thank God from the day that he died, he had complications from getting hit with an automobile. But he had worse of complications with the alcohol and the sin that affected his flesh and his health, amen. Listen, we've got consequences out there that affect our health and the issues of our life, amen. But there's worse issues, and the sooner that you confess them, and the sooner that you get them into the hands of God, amen, and send them up, because it is crying out before him this morning. Yes. I'm going to tell you something. God can call you back as a wife that has been forsaken and grieved in the spirit and say, I want you back in this relationship. I want you back to be blessed. Amen. I thank God that's exactly what he's talking about here. We've got to have a confession of that sin. Amen. I thank God not just, oh, I'm sorry, Lord. I've made a mistake. Amen. No, you need to acknowledge of your guilt. Amen. There's so many of us today, we just want to get the Lord off our back. Amen. We just want to do enough to get by. But God wants a genuine confession. Amen. He wants us to take full responsibility of our sins. Amen. Which requires total honesty with our Heavenly Father this morning. Well, I thank God that's exactly what old David had to do. Can you imagine? He didn't want to do it until old Nathan come to him. And Nathan come to him and he said, man, and you know the story. He said, man, what do you think about that evil man that had all them lambs? And he took the neighbor's little lamb, amen, that he loved like his own. David said, I kill that man. Old Nathan said, thou art the man, praise God. I'm telling you, thou art the one. And God is saying, momentarily, I'm going to forsake you. I'm going to cut your blessings off. Man, I'm going to tell you, until you get down and begin to confess that sin and get the cleansing of that sin done, he said he's faithful and just, listen, to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. I thank God when we get into trouble, we start to cover things up. Amen. And the next thing you know, we've covered up another thing. And we've covered up another thing. Boy, Psalm 66:18 says, I regard iniquity in my heart, and the Lord will not hear me. Boy, until you get that confession, he's momentarily forsaken us. Amen. I don't want him to forsake me. I need him holding my hand. I need him every moment of every second. Amen. David, when the man of God come, he began to repent. Amen. But you know what? The severity of that discipline. He got forgiven. Bible said he was a man after God's own heart. But the sword and the blood stayed in his family, didn't it? It went on and it followed him because he had to be responsible for those sins. Are you responsible to continuing tearing up and damaging the future of your family and what is happening in your life and in your own family because you have been momentarily forsaken? But it's not. It doesn't have to continue that way. James 4:8 tells us, listen, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you, praise God. He said, cleanse your hands, amen, and your sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Boy, I thank God, listen, you can't be double-minded, amen. You got to get back and have a single standard about yourself, amen. You got to be able to repent, amen. Boy, I thank God, old Peter, he thought, man, I done messed up, amen. Boy, the cock has done crowed, the rooster's done crowed. Man, I thank God, every one of us today, if you got kids, look around, you got your kids in your house, you need to start praying for them kids and the guidance, because all you can give an example, but you need to start praying, dear Heavenly Father, I want you to watch out for my kids, even when they leave my house and the decisions that they make. Boy, you need to start praying and ask God for your grandkids, amen. God bless them, amen. Lord, don't let them follow any of the mistakes that we've made in our family, amen. All the marriages today, listen, we need to be praying and have a committed marriage in our prayer life today where the devil can't come in and affect our marriages today. Every one of us, we need to start praying. If your kids ain't even got married yet, you need to go ahead and start praying for your kids and ask God to send a man and woman in their life that when they meet them to settle down and to get married, that God is committed to guide them in a direction that they'll get.
today. Boy, I thank God we've got to pray for our children, amen. We've got to pray for ourselves today. And I thank God if we'll submit ourselves and ask God to come on the scene and to take care of these needs, amen. Boy, I thank God we'll be able to glorify our Lord and Savior, amen. I'm fixing to close out this morning. I know it's been long, but I thank God I'm making my point this morning. Every one of us, we need not only to be a closeness that God wants to establish and a confession that God wants to affect, but lastly, we need to then have a confidence that God wants to encourage, because He wants every one of us to be have a confidence to be encouraged, amen, that this is not going to last forever, amen. This is just something that's temporary. Man, the economy, I believe with all my heart, it's fixing to bounce back. You say, man, are you an economist or whatever they call them? No, I ain't an accountant or anything, but I'm a son of the living God, amen, and I've already prayed about it, and I've put it under the blood of Jesus,
amen.
And I have the faith that this economy is going to bounce back. I'm not here to preach politics. I'm not preaching the left or the right, but I'm preaching Calvary this morning, and I thank God here is an opportunity for a turning point, amen, in the life of our church and this family, amen. I thank God for this homecoming today. Boy, I tell you, as I begin to ask the Swappers to get ready to come on back up right now, I want them to begin to sing this morning. And I want them to sing with a wonderful blessing that God says, listen, I want you to receive the greatest blessing, because there is nothing in this world that can intimidate Jesus Christ, amen. I don't care what's happened in your past. I don't care what you're currently going through right now, amen. When we understand the power of who He is, we begin to realize the power of what we are in Christ today. And I thank God that we begin to thank the Lord for the privilege of being in His house this morning. It doesn't matter if it's Obama or McCain in the White House, Jesus is still Lord. It doesn't matter if the economy sinks and the world is in an economy, a disaster, Jesus is still Lord. And I thank God it doesn't matter if your schedule ends and you are placing yourself in a mental institution. Jesus is still Lord today. It doesn't matter, praise God. It doesn't matter what's going to happen in the next few minutes, amen. Because 1,000 years from now, Jesus is still going to be Lord.
Hi, I'm Pastor Darrell Bay at People's Valley Baptist Church, and we're adding a segment on to our broadcast called The Pastor's Study. And I want to share something with you that's really been dear to my heart. It comes to us out of the Word of God from 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. It says, "He who has a son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life." And I want to share with you a segment of, on the good news using some of the Old Testament. I thank God, a lot of us sometimes we don't really understand. We lose track of what our true identity is. And I want to share with you from God's perspective, from the beginning of time in the book of Genesis, what happened when we lose the identity of who we are. Sometimes a lot of us wear a mask and we don't really share with people the true identity that we're going through in this daily walks of life. I thank God that when Adam and Eve were created in the image of God, each one of them had something that was significant. And they didn't have to search for significance or meaning of life. They knew why they had been created. They knew their purpose. And they knew that they were safe as well. And everything that they needed, it was provided for. They were accepted as well, Adam and Eve. But when they had the consequences of the fall, and when sin came into their life, spiritual death came upon them. They had a mental depravity. And before it was over with, they had an emptiness, because they were no longer within the grasp of what God had provided for them. I thank God every one of us, we go through an emotional depravity in this walks of life. And we have the fear and the anxiety of what happens in life today. We fear the guilt and the ashamedness and the depression and the angriness that's in our life. And we feel rejected. But the good news that we've got to focus on is that Jesus came to give us life. And the only possible answer for all of the human answers that we seek is to restore our relationship to Jesus Christ, which is the acceptance and the security that it only can be restored in Jesus Christ. Who I am, I'm a child of God. I'm His friend, and I am a member of Christ's body. We've got to focus on who our identity is and not look at all of the other things that we're trying to solve the problems with in this walks of life. My name is Pastor Darrell Bailey, and we hope and pray that today that you're able to realize what your greatest strength is in your identity. Not your direct name, not Darrell Bailey, not your occupation, but you are a child of the King, and you have power on high that comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Focus on that. May that be the good news, because he who hath the Son hath the life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. May God bless you as our prayers. People's Valley Baptist Church, may God bless you.